This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 20th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Economic development officials in Central Oregon are no doubt on the edges of their seats as directors and executives of Columbia Aircraft mull over what are reported to be at least three offers to buy or take control of the company. The Ministry of Finance of Malaysia reportedly owns more than 90% of Columbia Aircraft and has been looking for buyers for quite a while. Recently, Columbia's board has been meeting to respond to three serious proposals. At least one is reportedly interested more in the intellectual property and assets alone, while another would operate the company intact and greatly expand it. The biggest news so far is the report that Cessna corporate parent Textron is a bidder. We expect to know more by the NBAA convention next week, but one Columbia insider says the decision could even come sooner. If that were to happen, it would be arguably the fastest decision in its class. Stay tuned. In a new study titled The Market for General Aviation Utility Aircraft, 2007 through 2016, Forecast International projects that manufacturers will sell about 27,000 aircraft worth $22.55 billion over the next 9 years. The Connecticut firm excluded business jets from this study and anticipates that production of GA and utility aircraft will peak this year at 3,243 annual deliveries, then fall off gradually to a low of 2,452 in 2011, with annual production thereafter hovering in a band between 2,400 and 2,600 units for the remainder of the forecast period. In a separate study, Forecast International says business jet manufacturers are enjoying a booming market for their products. The firm projects production of just under 15,000 business jets worth $192 billion through the year 2016. General aviation advocates got some bad news on Wednesday. House Resolution 2881, the only proposal for reauthorizing the FAA without creating user fees, has been pretty much guaranteed a veto by President Bush. The two issues with the bill are what the White House feels are inadequate measures for reducing airline delays and language which would force the FAA to reopen bargaining with air traffic controllers. H.R. 2881 was approved on Tuesday by the House Ways and Means Committee and faces a full House vote on Thursday. It would still have to be reconciled with the Senate before it reached the president's desk. The FAA announced on Tuesday it has suspended a plan to consolidate Beaumont's Southeast Texas Regional Airport Terminal Radar Approach Control into its facility at Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport. The move was on a list of 50 TRACON consolidations announced in January. Texas Congressman Ted Poe and Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison had lobbied to stop the consolidation. Poe told the Port Arthur News he was pleased with the decision by the FAA. Quote, "My office and the citizens of Jefferson County have repeatedly asked FAA to step back and reassess this issue. I thank all the citizens of Jefferson County who came out to the public meeting in Port Arthur last month and showed the FAA we support our airport." Unquote. It's not clear how long the plan will remain suspended. The FAA still maintains it's in the best interest of the public. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The nations of the world ponder an airline carbon marketplace. Cessna sells Jet Alliance even more Citation Viz jets. And searchers reach a remote Colorado crash site after trying for a year. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Earl Lawrence, the Experimental Aircraft Association's Vice President for Industry and Regulatory Affairs. We'll talk about the third anniversary of the sport pilot rule and what lies ahead for the light sport aircraft market. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. That's A-E-R-O. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.